No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, it's an interview I've been wanting to do for a long time. Slick Woods is in the building.
Hey, yo. Slick Woods. The girl your parents could have warned you about because your imagination wasn't there for her.
Wait a minute. The girl your parents couldn't warn you about because, can we just get a clarification on that?
Because their imagination that wasn't there for her.
Oh, okay. That's how you view yourself? It's sort of like this temptress that's just ruining people's families?
Whoa. No, more like an alien that just landed on a spaceship. Like, whoa, I'm just here. Like, Paul. I am Paul.
Wow, I just noticed you have pink eyebrows right now. I just wanted to note that. I don't know if the camera's going to really pick that up.
It's actually Yaseyup and Yink. So that's the pink that I chose.
That's the specific kind of dye that you used on it? Hey, I need to know. How you doing?
You take one day at a time, right?
Right.
You know.
That usually, when people say that, it usually means things aren't going that great.
I mean, it's always, everything is always a challenge, you feel me? Like, but that's the greatest part about life, you know, like, you know, hitting the hurdles.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
You've been running a lot of track?
She run a shit check stuff.
That's one of the hurdles, right? I mean, I'm just trying to move that into this framework.
Yeah. I used to be an athlete, but I'm over that now.
Really?
I'm not much of a team player.
What was your athletic pursuit prior to giving up on it?
I mean, lacrosse is pretty much my strongest suit. But,
lacrosse?
You wouldn't imagine
that. I would not have guessed that.
Never, right?
I feel like they played lacrosse where I grew up, and that I never hear anybody talk about it out here. It's just not really as much of a thing, but maybe it is. Who got you into lacrosse?
I mean, I wanted to be the first black girl to play lacrosse in San Monica High School, like, because we just had made a new team. So I was like, I'm going to do that. So I just was like, you know, I started getting tatted when I was 12. So being the tallest and most scary looking person on the field with Beverly High School players, you're like, yeah, I want to get on there. Like, what's happening, nigga?
Right. You went to high school at Santa Monica?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you grew up?
No, I grew up in Venice.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that experience? I feel like that's kind of like a bougie clientele at a school like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Santa Monica was a very different experience than Venice. Venice is, you got your gangbangers and then you got your skateboarders. So, we would just combine, homies with homies.
Okay.
It was around that time where everybody was starting to get it along. So I was like, don't let this modeling shit fool you. Like, niggas,
You're a dangerous model.
No, I never. No.
Most of these models ain't seen nothing, right?
I'm a mom.
Okay.
At the end of the day, but I'm just saying.
But you're a dangerous mom.
No, I mean, if you want to play with my kid at the sand, come on, bro.
Right.
Like, you want to play with him in the sandbox? What's that?
Okay.
And tell you first, little nigga.
Let's rewind a little bit more, even when you were your early days, being young and stuff. You grew up in Venice, since you were very young, or when did you end up there?
I was born in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And I moved here when I was two, and my mom took me down here, and then me and my grandma, moved place to place, motels, hotels. It was hard.
And, right.
It was a lot of years where niggas was just really just going through it, mm-hmm. LA is, hard. It's a hard situation. And there's two different LAs. You got the bitches with that do facials every day, and I get my nails mm-hmm. done and take pictures of it and all this shit, and get brunch, and then you got you got the real business, hey, get pressed, and you got hard cuts? Okay, all right, respect, my nigga,
uh-huh.
You got two different LAs. You ever seen your homie get dragged by the police, and then they rip off his shirt because he got gang tattoos and drop him off in the wrong hood?
So you've seen all that. So you were exposed to just the rough side of LA in your younger years?
I used to think that LA, like after LAX, was like a gray area on the map, and that's like life.
Really?
Yeah.
You just couldn't see outside of your area?
Yeah, like you used to think that this was just that's it.
Mm.
So it's just like, you know, yeah.
What was your mom and your grandparents going through that kept them from being able to like hold down an apartment or a house or whatever? Because you're talking about basically being on the go all the time. What necessitated that?
My mom went to prison when I was 4.
Oh, okay.
And for manslaughter.
Mm.
And, she stayed down, and she got out on good behavior. You know, she did her time, and she was released to me, and everything has just been solid since.
But she, when she got locked up, you were then in the care of your grandmother?
I was a ward of the state. Like, I was like kind of like in between the cracks type situation.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to go, you know, like where I had to. Mom asked for one question and one question only, like, will you take care? Like,
right.
So I was hers.
So for the, but so you weren't actually going between foster homes or anything? You were with your grandma the whole time?
No, never foster home. Never,
right.
Never that, you know, bouncing from, you know, Minneapolis a little bit, like type shit. Like, I was like, yeah.
What was your understanding of why your mom went away at as you were young? Did it like slowly start to come into focus what the situation actually was? Because even explaining prison to a young kid's got to be tough.
I mean, at that time it was very confusing. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, you know,
definitely
very confusing. You can't, you know, you don't know who the bad guy is.
Mm. Definitely. So, what age did your mom get out?
She was around 39, 44.
But how old were you? She went in when you were 4?
She went out when I was 4, and I'm 24 now.
Oh, wow. So she just got out recently?
She got out like a year and a half ago, something like that.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's pro to me. It was like, you know, when, you know, you tell your homies, like, hey, my mama live here. And they be like, you live with your mama? I'm like, no, I don't live with my mama. My mama live with me.
Really? Because she probably needed a bunch of help getting back on her feet, right?
Nah, she really didn't. Like, she came with bands. Like, don't play with mama. Like, she did. She kept her head down. She did what she had to do. Just what all of us have to do. Like, you got to be grown. You got to be about it. You got to just do what you got to do.
I'm guessing she's a tough-ass chick.
I mean, I wouldn't mess with her. I saw them. Like,
right.
I don't know how people raise their voice and like, you know, I cuss out their mom. I'd be like super. I'm like, bro, you know how you couldn't, like, if you didn't have a mom, Sarah, like, bro, like, you'd be on the same type time, like.
Right.
So I was like,
But okay, is there like a sort of like power struggle between your mom, because she's your mom, but then at the same time she's coming to live with you and you're the one who's kind of accomplished a bunch of shit and made money and all this and this, right?
I mean, she got her own house now, but like she got a whole house. Oh my god, do your thing. I didn't have to, you know, struggle for her or nothing. You know, I got a couple pieces here and there, look, you know, a little belt, little this, little that, but
little
like,
belt.
She's like,
I got a little belt.
Not on BB, but I should have.
Right.
But nah, I was just like, my mom, she handles her own, and I don't like to step on fingers.
Right.
And my mom don't like no handouts.
What was her energy like when she came out, though? Was she like just excited as fuck to be free, or was it more like, it's got to be kind of overwhelming and scary too, right?
Oh, no. I caught her watching the Ted Bundy tapes, and like within the 2 hours.
Within 2 hours? Stop. Oh my God. That's what I would probably want to do.
I was like, chill. You getting ideas, my nigga?
Right.
She was like, chill, chill, good. Like,
I've been meaning to check this out. Dude, don't underestimate some good Netflix right there. That's fucking crazy.
I was like, Ted Bundy, though. Like, damn, what's next, Marilyn Manson?
I always think about that. Like, if I went in and did a year, am I going to come out and just immediately go to YouTube and just watch every video from everybody I'm subscribed to for the past year?
No.
Maybe not immediately, but, like, within the first week or two, right?
No, I'm not a big tech nigga. Like,
oh, really? You don't sub on YouTube?
Not really.
You got to hit that subscribe button. That's what it's all about. I watch,
like, Hell's Kitchen. Chef Gordon Ramsay. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, touch the shit. Hey, come over here. Touch the shit, you fucking donkey.
I never watched that. I watched the British Baking. Was the British Bake Off? You seen that?
I can't bake. I wear hella chains when I sleep.
You can't bake because you wear hella chains?
It gets hot. Your chain, like, gold takes, like, hella. Like, you, ah.
You're not willing to take your chains off to make a delicious cake?
Nigga.
I'm sure there's plenty of girls who got their nails done on that shit.
Yo, bro. Yeah.
Is that as long as the nails get, or do you go like the crazy ass long ones from time to time?
These are short for me right now.
Right.
I'm kind of like, they could curve a little bit sometimes. You'd be like, okay, now I look like. My precious.
Yeah, right. That's what that starts to do after a while. It just gets a little too creepy. You ever see, like, the pictures of, like, the woman with, like, the longest toenails in the world? This shit's, like, 6 feet long. Some lady in a village in India and shit. This is real.
You're sick.
I think. It's a tough mental image for you to swallow.
And then the girls in New Orleans, the girl that I was like, how do you wipe your ass?
Exactly.
Wipe that ass.
What I like is when you see girls and you realize that they've completely, like, reinvented typing on the iPhone to not hit their nails. Like, they've just figured out this method that is, like, completely, like.
You look like Peter Griffin when he got acrylics.
Did he? I missed that episode.
And he said, it's Sharonda. Yeah, girl, I can talk.
You know who has a hard time wiping their ass that you might not expect is bodybuilders. They get so fucking, their arms get so big and everything, like, that they make their girl wipe their ass for them, I heard.
Niggas gotta walk sideways through doors.
Oh, definitely, yes. They have to turn. But they walk like this on purpose, so they're totally capping. Like,
No. I mean, like, they're capping, but on top of that, like, if they really put it down, it still would be, like, a little bit, like, ejected. Like.
Yeah. Even if it was, yeah. But, I mean, just the fact of, like, can you imagine how big your muscles would have to be to not be able to get in there on your own butthole? Like, what the fuck? You got to be fully inflated, you know?
Get one of them Japanese toilets, because I'd say.
Do bidet whenever possible. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You never hit that, like, you know.
You know what? I'm out.
No, but you've been overseas and you've seen the bidet. Two different kinds of people. The people who try it out immediately and the people who don't. Because I never really bothered to figure it out.
I mean, I think that. Okay, I'm one of those people, like, you should wash before you touch your genitals, and then after two, and I think your genitals should be touched.
Wait, you wash your hands before you go to the bathroom?
And then after two.
I didn't even know that was an option. Although, to be honest, I guess that is pretty smart, you know?
I mean, especially if you're a man, you're sick, like, yo.
Listen, I will defend to the death that a man does not need to wash his hands after he goes number one.
Wait, no, that's especially when you should, because you're touching it.
No way.
Yo, you would touch it with the outside world on it?
Listen.
And then wash
I got it down
after.
To a science. I've been practicing this my whole life.
So you're basically saying your dick is dirtier than the world.
I feel like.
Wait, all right, so boom. You wait, so like.
Well, yes, in the world, yeah. I mean, literally, its job is to produce urine. I mean,
that's not good. If you're,
I mean, clearly we're not going to agree on this because you're on the other side of the spectrum of washing before and after.
Wait. Don't don't assume my gender.
Okay, no, my bad. Do you have something you want to tell me about that?
I'm androgynous.
Are you? I don't know. I want to be respectful. Okay. I don't fucking know. You got your pronouns in your bio?
I mean, it's your dad to you.
To everyone. My pronouns are dad.
Not even a pronoun. Don't care.
Okay.
Nah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about throwing mine. It's in there.
I don't really care, honestly. You can call me Mr. Woods or Mrs. Woods.
I'm glad I'm not in any social circles where I'm being pressured to put my pronouns in my bio, because that's how I imagine it happens, that there's just some person you know who's, like, demanding in your DMs that you put that in there.
Being all over the world, it's honestly, like, it's so different everywhere. Like, in the Philippines, they call you ma'am, sir, because they don't even want you to, they don't want to assume your gender. So they just say, ma'am, sir. Ma'am,
really?
Sir.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, like, when you go to London, people just call you bro no matter what. And then on Delta Airlines, maybe they might call you, Mr. Woods, can you please put your seat up? And I'm like, sitting there like, what?
But if somebody hits you with the mister, do you get offended? Does it bother you at all?
No, I'm just like, I don't respond on accident. Like, I'm just like, oh, talking about my noggin. Hey, it's me. It's me, Mr. Donk Leon.
Right. Because I've seen some clips of Andy Milonakis where people on Twitch would assume that he was a woman, and he got really pissed.
I mean, he does look like Rosie O'Donnell.
I mean, it's a vibe.
But he's like 12, right? So
like, no, he's like fucking 40 something.
Oh yeah, he looks 12, right. But I forgot. He's like Benjamin. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, Benjamin Button. Yeah.
I mean, that I felt like that told me a lot about him when I saw that pissed him off, though, just because I'm like, oh, well, I never seen him really get mad about anything, but that pissed him off. So I guess that's like the one thing you got to avoid.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Like, maybe that's the final straw.
You got something like that? This is the one thing that somebody could say to you that'll really set you off.
I don't even want to say it.
Oh, yeah, because then that's going to be every DM, right?
Literally does. I mean, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Ice JJ Fish.
Oh, really?
I'm like, something about you.
I got a friend who's been talking to me about him for the last 10 years. Like, that's like the only thing he cares about in the world.
I mean, hey, just drop some new heat, bro. That's all I gotta say. Yeah.
For sure. Okay, let me ask you this. When did you first start to, like, get recognized in any way, or start to, like, break out of the, you know, sort of bare bones lifestyle that it seems like you had throughout high school and stuff? When did you take that step, or when does somebody recognize that you're special?
I got casted for a movie first, and then, I mean, they ended up writing a role for me for...
What movie?
No, we never really actually finished it. So, they just, like, I ended up going under my manager's wing for a minute. I don't know. Ash Stymus just jumped off a fucking roof and literally was like, hey, you know, he was like, oi, mate, you ever modeled before? I'm like, hey, just chill. Like, chill. And then... 3 months later, 6 months later, something like that. I flew out to New York, ended up getting signed to the Lions. Oh, well, I guess I got to put it in chronological order. Like, I did Yeezy Season 2 Zine. Oh. It never even came out. And Kanye was just talking to me, and he was like, hey, like, make a Instagram. And I was like, hey.
What year are we talking?
I was 19, so.
5 years ago?
Sheesh, yeah.
Okay.
I still had hair.
Oh, you did at that time?
Yeah, I had a mohawk. Like, I looked like Johnny Bravo. It was sick. It was a bad time.
Had you ever thought about modeling before that? Or was it kind of like just out of the blue, like the movie idea and all that? Like, had you thought about yourself that way prior?
Modeling never occurred to me as like an actual like job.
Right.
Like, I would see models in magazines. Like, in passing, like, I don't have magazines at home, like,
right,
you know, like, I don't have magazines. I don't even have pictures on the wall, like, whenever I'm anywhere. So when I was a kid, so. Right. I was, so at that time, like, I'm, like, modeling. I'm thinking they're, like, digitized type of situation. Like, it's just, like, a fake person on some, like, printed. I'm not thinking, like, to compare myself to this person. I'm just, like, thinking it doesn't mean nothing to me. Like, I look like my mom. My mom is beautiful. So, it's like, so I was, like, that's it.
Hmm. Okay, so you were put in chronological order, but Kanye offers you this thing, or is there
Kanye,
something we gotta fill in?
Kanye did the zine, then I'm one of the models that passed out in the fucking runway, and all, like, you know.
You passed out?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Just from what?
From the show after the season three, or season four. I was in season three and season four.
Okay.
Like the tarp shit and the walking on, like, all that hot shit. It was all passing out.
It was just hot as fuck?
I mean, I was wearing a wool dress underneath. And I had, you try wearing acrylic heels.
I don't want to know.
Nah, girl, go ahead.
How was this for you? Like, it just sounds like it must have been totally overwhelming. You didn't even know what a fucking model was, and then all of a sudden they got you wearing a wool dress, you pass it out backstage. It's...
I mean, I do my job, and I do my job fast. So, I'm, like, on top of that, I don't need a lot of prep time. So, like, I'm showing up hella... Like, when I was young, I was showing up 6 hours late for shows.
Oh, really?
Like, what it do? I was like, good morning. Iced coffee.
Right.
Like, did you stop? Yeah. Like, I was taking advantage after a while, but I'm always respectful to, like, the whole crew. You gotta do that, and you definitely just gotta, like, you remember everybody's names, birthdays, like, we, you know, chat it up, like, make sure that work is fun for everybody, because it goes a lot faster that way.
Well, it goes a lot faster if you don't show up 6 hours late, too.
Oh, I mean, if you don't have any hair, try to curl this shit.
Oh, okay. you ever been that person where there's, like, a video shoot or something, and you show up, like, the time it says to show up on the call sheet, and then you realize that, oh, I could have came 7 hours later?
Oh, I mean, yeah, and then I went to go get some spaghetti.
Right. So. A lot of models aren't, like, even eating spaghetti, I would think.
No, I mean, nigga, I need to get my carbs.
But you can't gain weight? This is like you've never been scared of gaining weight?
I mean, when I was pregnant.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, yeah.
That's about it, nah.
Really?
You ever been pregnant?
My girl has been.
No, I'm just playing.
I was along for the ride.
I mean, yeah, nigga, you better take this hand. It's because it's squeezing.
Right. No, yeah. She had a C-section, so I didn't actually get to see the pushing.
No, you don't want that.
You had the natural birth?
Straight through the alleyway. He took a left.
Well, that's good. I'll still always wonder what that would have been like since.
No.
You know, she just had a little escape pouch. Boom.
No, I mean, I had to push the eject button, which was really, you know, the epidural. You'd be like, boop. And they'd be like, don't touch it every 5 minutes. You'd be like, boop, boop.
Oh, you were going boop, crazy with the epidural?
I was like booty, boop, boop.
You know, my girl started itching right away so bad.
Because, I mean, perks do that to you.
And that's what I said. I said that, you know, that's what when you hear rappers saying, like, oh, I'm off the perk, I'm itching, yeah. She goes, what the fuck are you talking about? I never heard that. I'm like, well, you don't pay attention to the words, but okay.
Niggas do be like, awesome.
But she was itching so bad that, like, it was not good.
Man, no. When the doc give you that, you be like, okay, I got to put this down. You be like.
Right.
You feeling like Zan Man.
Why were you showing up so late? Were you partying your ass off for these modeling shoots that we're talking about?
Sure, so late.
Well, you said you showed up like 6-7 hours late. I'm just wondering what was going on.
I mean.
Oh, you thought I meant for the baby?
I was showing up dumb late because, Why was you showing up so late?
Me?
What?
I didn't show up late. I've been here for hours. I'm like scolding you for showing up late right now.
I mean, I tried my best. I got all A's. Like, my mom said I could go outside.
You got all A's in high school? No. Stop.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's possible.
I didn't even graduate high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, this story does not sound like someone who got straight A's in high school.
Wow.
I mean, it just doesn't really seem like that would be part of all this.
Wow, you going to assume on a nigga?
I'm not assuming. It just felt like with all these details that if you were like killing it in high school, that would have came up sooner.
You got one face tat and then look what happened. Kids, don't do it.
Okay, but that's a good question, though. Were you interested in fashion before you started modeling? Or was it like you start modeling and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fashion?
I'm still not into fashion. I really don't care for it. I care more for style, like how you put it together and how like the intricate details is like thinking about how like when you come up and shit, like and you use these like little pieces you get every here and there, but like how you put it together because you care more about what you look like than what's going on. Like, just like, you know, like Guns and Butter, like on some, you know, Baby Boy shit. Like,
okay. I just saw Guns and Butter. Or I saw a Baby Boy a couple months ago. Yeah, so like, I actually know what you're talking about. Like, I don't have to just pretend. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we used to pretend, and now it's not a pretend. It's like, it's not a pretense. It's like, this is what I do.
Uh-huh.
And this is like, the nigga, like, I live, breathe, and do this shit. Like, I can't leave the house without, you know, wait, son. Let me put them pink Balenci's on you real quick. Like, I don't even care. Like, we like, you know, we doing that shit for no reason. It's like, you know, you're going to throw up on them or shit on them or something.
Is that important to you that you could get some super nice, expensive clothing and then you can just destroy it with puke or urine or whatever?
No. It doesn't get me off. Like, it's just like, I just like certain things. Balenciagas are just like, for lack of better words, like, look, like that, like, I love that story, yeah, but I mean, I'm just like, I like style. I can get him some Dickies and be like, oh, like some Carhartt, be like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, I just like him to look presentable.
How much do you think about your outfit before you left the house today?
damn. Sheesh.
That's a hard-hitting question.
It's actually like, damn.
Well, it could tell me a lot about what you think of this interview. Like Peter Griffin when he bangs his knee?
That's what I feel. Oh, God. Like,
lots of Family Guy in this episode. Have you ever noticed that the baby is really smart and evil?
Nigga, duh.
Okay.
Like, that's the point. I was like.
And the dog also.
Bro,
you ever met a dog that smart or even that talks at all?
Like, where's my money?
Right.
Nah, does your baby beat up your dog?
My baby beats up the cat. And the cat gets mad as fuck. The cat scratched her real bad the other day and made her bleed.
Okay, that's dark.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that bad. It was healed up by like the next day. But
okay, I was like, chill, bro.
Well, but you know, the baby like doesn't understand how to treat the cat at all. She just,
I'm like, don't make me go pick up that baby right now.
She starts ripping the fucking cat's fur out and shit. But honestly, she does the same thing to my girl's tits too. She just fucking yanks at them and pulls at them like.
Which one are you more mad about?
I mean, both of them. I understand. You know, it's all good. Yeah, we're sick.
Yeah, we're sick.
How old's your kid now, though?
Two.
How's two? I'm only on 6 months, so I have no idea what you've been through.
Okay, just imagine a small drunk adult that's first language is French.
Okay.
Arguing with you at 10 o'clock about juice.
French? Who's teaching this baby French?
His father.
Oh, really?
We co-parent.
And he speaks French? Wow.
It's difficult.
And then you hang out with the baby and you don't speak French.
Yeah, no. I'll be like, he was like,
And the baby's like, wee wee. And you're like, what?
I'm like, what?
He says, translate, wait. Motherfucker.
I'll be like, how was your day? He'd be like, wee. I'm like, nigga, what? That doesn't even, you think that was not a yes or no question?
Right.
he speaks English too, but it's rare only when Jabari jumps. That's when involved, like,
right,
he wants to get that last book in,
but he only got like a couple words at his disposal.
You just have to actually, like, he literally, he knows what he's doing when he wants what he wants, And when he wants what he wants, he uses French more because he knows his dad's gonna do it. I'm gonna be like, nah, nigga, nah.
You got different parenting styles?
Definitely.
Mm.
You guys don't?
Hers is far more attentive than mine, but that's because she just knows a lot more and is much, like, the baby will shit itself and it'll take me like 3 hours to realize.
Wait.
She knows in like 5 minutes.
Nah, I'll be like, Sophia has to go to work. Wait, like, do you wanna, like, bro, he can't drink juice after 10, bro. Like, nah, it's not happening. Mommy said no, okay, you're mad. Like,
after 10, what is bedtime? My kid's asleep by like 7 every night.
He goes like 9.
Oh, you got a lit baby.
You know, he'd be on different time zones because he travels and stuff. Okay. Like work and just like being with his grandparents and everything.
Right.
I'm like, okay, he got a shoot. I'm like, what? Why do you make more than regular male models?
The baby.
Yeah.
Really? The male models not make as much? That's how it is in porn for sure. Yeah.
It's the only industry in the world that makes more money than males.
Mm.
Like.
Porn too for sure.
Like, yeah, probably. I mean, who wants to see a hairy booty crack? That's sick.
Oh, the top paid male porn star dudes.
That's sick.
They're not like out here with like unmanageable asshole hair and shit. They're out here clean, waxed. I mean. I don't really know, like, I don't know.
Ew, nah, I'm good off that, good off that.
It is weird, though, when you meet a dude who's, like, a real gangster, but then he also, like, does porn, and, like, they're kind of managing that.
Wait, like, nah, bro, you mean, like, last nigga off Moonlight, like that
treasure? I mean, like, real, like, you know, clearly from the streets, in a gang, etc., and then they do porn as well, and they got face tattoos and shit, and you're like, damn, like, that's pretty dope. Like, I didn't even know that people were doing both.
Yeah, like, I mean, because gangsta niggas beat it up, and then they say they beat it up. Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're a talented dick slanger, why keep that to yourself?
Did you say dick slanger?
I mean, what do you want me to call it? Sex haver. If you're a talented sex haver, why keep it to yourself, right? I mean, some of these guys just really seem like they're born to do it. It's just...
born to do
it. I mean, you know.
Yo, you're a sicko.
Sicko.
Oh, nah, sheesh.
Wait, okay, so... It kind of sounds like... Were you excited about the modeling thing, like, when you first got into it? It kind of sounds like it's just something that happened to you and you just didn't give a fuck. But it seems like you've actually gone fairly far in it, so that doesn't seem like it makes that much sense to me.
I mean, imagine a football player that's been raised all their life, like, unintentionally to be a football player, and then end up being so good at it, you go league. And you're like, I fucking hate this. You're just like, but I'm good at it.
But in what way were you, like, being raised to be a model throughout your life?
It's just like my whole life. Everybody was like, oh, you should be a model. Like, you see here that little shit, like, leaving a lacrosse game, leaving like, practice or some shit. Like, all these little white parents, like, oh, my God, like, you're so beautiful to be black. Are you mixed? You must be mixed with something. I'm like, yeah, what?
Right. So those are the annoying things that you were getting? Like, you're so exotic.
Yeah, that's the word they use for being, like, looking like, saying, like, you're weird.
Your ethnicity is not extremely obvious to me, so therefore you're exotic.
I'm like, maybe why? Because I'm pale as fuck.
Well, if you combine, like, any two races, I feel like you start, everybody's going to tell you that you should be a model.
Yeah, that's pretty much every light-skinned bitch in L.A., right? We all models in our Instagrams. Oh, yeah, I'm a model.
Right.
I posed one time.
It's, I mean, no offense to anybody.
I work for Fashion Nova.
Kind of weird to compare these two things, but it is kind of like the way that, like, you know, we all know what all the dog breeds are, but then when you have, like, a crossbred dog that's, like, different, everyone just freaks out over that, and that's, like, the most fascinating thing in the world, right?
Wait, did you just compare me to a dog?
Not you.
No,
but.
I'm just
Or like fusion food. When you get like the Korean tacos and you're like, whoever thought of this?
I was like, did this nigga just compare me to a
Ford? To a taco?
To a taco. I said Ford Fusion.
Ford Fusion? No, no, no.
I said taco. I said hipster alley, a tote bag.
Oh, man. But okay, that's interesting though, because, all right, modeling, which you don't sound like you were like that. Like, you sound like you were just bored with it, but then at the same time, you're probably getting an amount of money that you hadn't really even thought was possible prior to that, right?
It kind of disables you. Like, you're like, what do I do with this? And, like, what do I do with that? And how do I adult? Because at that point, when you get ages young as hell, you have parents till, what, your contract ends?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what, or you renew the contract, and then you continuously have parents till, what, I'm 100 million years old and walking down the runway like fucking nobody. Like I'm an old model.
Are there old models? I feel like they just give you that boot at like 26, right?
I mean, I'm old for a model, honestly. 24. Yeah.
Right.
So,
how do you get along with all those girls?
I don't have to get along with nobody.
You don't have to talk to anybody?
I mean, but nah, like, you know, I got my homie Selena Forrest. Like, you know, she's straight from LA too. We both from the same type of, like, environment. You know, I'm cool with, you know, like, Kwan. She's Chinese. I don't know her last name.
I don't know any of these people, like, but, you know.
I'm like, Liam Anderson. Iman is cool. Like, I'm sorry. But, like, older models are just, like, too, like, asking you too many questions, or two young models be like asking you way too many questions.
Mm. I mean, it must be weird for you to be working alongside somebody where like this has been their dream their entire life.
Oh,
and they've been working towards this of just being hot for a living.
I'm just like, they're like, I just, oh my God, I just got 2,000 more followers. So like,
get it, girl.
You're like, go get it. You're like, nah, it's kind of exhausting to be around but you gotta like help them out, like whatever you can do to, you know, do the alley-oop right there, like, you know, just say whatever you can, you right. know, you can really help them, or just don't give them false advice, just rather give them none than false.
Right. That's nice of you. So let me ask you this. I always ask rappers this. When you started to, you know, become a model, was it hard for you to leave your street life behind? Or did it get crazier?
I wouldn't call it street life.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell how street it was.
No. I was very top notch kid. No, I'm very, very college material.
Mm.
But it wasn't hard at all. It was like the only option, really.
Mm.
Like, I had to eat tomorrow. Like, I had to sleep tomorrow. Exactly what you like gotta do.
Mm.
It was just a different time.
Have you stayed motivated with it, or at some point did you just kind of get over it?
No, I went Hollywood. No,
you did, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Once people start knowing who you are and you can get in all these clubs and all this shit, and like you got enough money that you don't care about getting up the next day to make some more money.
Just because I have two doesn't mean I owe you one.
Mm.
And I'm going to stick by that. If I want to give it to you, I want to give it to you. And most of the time I do. But if you, like, you begging, you're a grown man, you can get it. Like, ask me other questions. Nah, nigga. At some point, I'm going to get tired. And you want me to resent you?
You had dudes trying to eat off of you?
I only really have male friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, other than the people that work with me, niggas ain't really trying to get that, trying to get the check. I mean, I'm about to, because I just started a new agency, I'm about to sign this nigga, Cutthroat. And I'm just like, he's probably the youngest thing I know trying to, like, actually get his bread.
He's like, a model?
No, he's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's actually pretty sick. It's like some punk rock shit.
Oh, really?
But it's like rap, like sicko shit. Like, I can't. He kind of makes his own genre.
Mm. Do you think that's the future of rap? I feel like rap, like they're trying to figure out like what punk can be in rap. There's a lot of rappers like saying they're punk, and I don't really buy it.
At the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, now niggas are starting to adopt London like you adopt a highway. Like, it's like not even like a child. Like, it's like they adopt it, like, you know. But niggas, like, it's the same type of vibe as if, like, I was downstairs at the Ace of the Skepta function.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the same type. Like, niggas, these young niggas love that shit.
They love and the UK drill shit or what?
Yeah, they like that shit. They like mosh pits and all this, like, carrying a doll to the fucking function. But
a,
like,
doll?
I'm like, I saw Chucky the other night. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back inside. I am too old, but nigga, that's what sells, and that's what's up, and that's, like, what's next.
Right.
Because it's like that, you know, having, like, hella bars and on a punk beat, like, it's like, I'm like, because I love London. I love that style. Like, that's where we got fanny packs. That's where we got, the, like, you know, hella, like, you know, that Croydon style, because, you know, Ash is from Croydon, and he found, that's the nigga that found me, so.
Mm.
Spending every day with him, like, and he like, suck your mom, fam. Like,
suck your mom.
So I'll be like, oh, chill.
You know, but when I go to the UK, I start, like, kind of saying, like, their slang and shit, and I always think that I'm going to keep saying it when I get home, and then it never, it's gone, like, the day I get back.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too keen on how, but when you like keep going back and forth, like, I don't know, cause I'm from I'm from, sheesh, I just almost said New York.
I know, I was like, she's cutting a lie. Here we go.
So like, living in New York for 5 years and coming back to LA, I thought like, you know, I'm gonna come back to my roots, you know, and you know, niggas don't show you as much love out here, and. Because they hate, so like, I just stayed in the crib and everything like that. I'm like, oh, bro, like, niggas talking about, I'm from New York. Dapper Dan says, this is my homie from New York. I'm like, I'm not from New York, like.
You're kicking it with Dapper Dan?
Yeah, and for.
How's that going?
I don't even remember what niggas was talking about. Like, we just chilling. I remember that's when I got my first silky from Fergie.
What's a silky?
My doory. Do rag activities.
Oh, you got your first do rag from Fergie?
Yeah, from
that's
ASAP,
quite the
no,
sentence.
ASAP Ferg.
Oh, okay.
I just said, like, got the Fergie.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
Yeah, the blue. That one not make no sense. What? Nah, yeah. Ferg gave me my do rag. I was like,
the way I thought you said that, so I just repeated it back to you really slow. You got your first do-rag from Fergie? Why does Fergie even have a do-rag?
Never mind, enough to give out. She trying to get her fucking finger waves spot with you.
I mean, I don't know what Fergie is doing right now, although it's probably very profitable if I had to guess.
Yeah, I know. He's probably someone with Jay Holiday making money.
I was watching TV a little bit over the weekend because we're in the Airbnb and, you know, there's a TV, and it's like, you start to realize like how much shit is on TV and how many people from the 90s are still doing, like Carmen Electra is just hosting some show and I'm seeing a commercial for it and I'm like, you know, I haven't thought about what the fuck Carmen Electra was doing with her life for like the past 10 years, and there she is.
I'm not gonna hold you. I was watching Concrete Cowboys with the nigga from Stranger Things, and I was like,
Idris,
did you start growing a beard? Look at your ass.
Are you talking about Idris or are you talking about somebody else?
Oh no, wait, no, we're not talking about Idris.
You fuck with Idris?
No.
What? You don't?
No.
Something I need to know?
I'm over here with you. I'm just courtside, bro. I'm just watching the game.
You know, he like gets voted like best looking man in the world.
I mean, that is a very hint. I mean.
And then I seen him backstage at Wireless Festival, and I was really like looking at him like, okay, let's see how you look in real life. I'm really like looking at him, judging him like, are you hot? And I was kind of like,
are you
really.
Hot?
He bad. You know, he bad.
He's a baddie.
He's a baddie. I can't say that.
All I'm gonna say is he a taker.
If you've whoa, okay. Taker pack. Wait, but
don't take my pack.
No, that's a different thing. But he, you know, if you've won awards for being good looking, I feel like as men, we got to be able to judge your attractiveness, right?
I mean, if you're normally comfortable with your sexuality, yeah.
Clearly, I am. I just called Idris a baddie.
Hey, everybody, do we know? I think we know. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Okay, you'll give it to me?
I'm no.
Cleared. Cleared amongst the heterosexual community.
Everybody said yes. I think every community said yes.
He's good. No, you want to know some fucked up shit I've been watching? Is this Nail Bomber documentary about this fucking dude in the, I think, 1999 or so, that he was putting off nail bombs. He was like a white supremacist guy in London and killing mad people. That's, you know, a four-year-old with a nail in his brain. Crazy shit.
Oh, bro, come on.
Okay, yeah, that was a little egregious. Trigger warning. I don't think he died, though. They didn't say it if he died.
I think I died, though.
From the nail? You weren't even there.
I'm saying now, currently.
You should check it out, though. It was fucking crazy, bro.
Nah, like, that's that way. It's a real one.
Huh? It's real. No, yeah, it's definitely real. No. How the fuck did you end up on Catfish?
Nevis, my nigga, bro. That nigga is the boldest nigga in the world. I am not knocking on your door. You got a dog barking and shit. This nigga, he don't give a fuck.
Wait, you're talking about, were you only on one scene or one episode?
I was on two episodes.
Two, yeah, okay.
And, basically, like, hella wardrobe malfunctions.
But why were you there? Did they just say, like, hey, we just think you're tight, so we want you to pull up to this catfishing affair?
I'm not really sure how that shit works. I'd just be like, yeah or no. Just like, I was talking to Nevis. I don't know. He was like, basically Max had started doing something. No, like, working on something at the time, and, you know, they were just using, I guess, people to, you know, replace him for time being.
Oh, okay.
Like, interchanging people to make it more interesting, I guess.
And what about you stood out to them as, like, she's the one to host this show?
I think that no one would expect me to be there, but because
I didn't expect it when I saw it in my YouTube search results. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing here?
And it's just like, well, because I started getting mad. I'm like, I think they knew, because everybody knows I'm a high head. I was like, you fly out and your roommate is your character.
So you didn't know that was going to be the thing?
No, it's all real.
Wow.
Like, I really was like Nancy Drew on this shit.
Wow. You ever get catfished?
I don't believe I've ever, like, dated someone I met just, like, clearly offline.
Okay. Nah. You missed out.
You're a Tinder squad.
No, I used to be, though. And I wonder, actually, because I don't think I ever deactivated my Tinder profile. I wonder if it ever still shows up.
Tinder swipe.
I've been in a relationship for over 5 years, but it's out there.
Tinder swipe.
That's your next show. You never had Tinder?
No, I've never had a dating app before.
I've heard about a lot of, like, cool, successful dudes, though, who have Tinder and just solely will look at it to ascertain Instagram names that they can then hit up.
No, I mean,
because you don't want to be famous on Tinder.
I don't really want any other type of social media. I'm not really gonna touch it. Like, yeah. It's really hard to, like, I'm just like, picture, caption, cool. Like, even when I have to post for bread and shit, I'm like, God, like, another one.
You're so jaded to the money, huh? You're talking about people paying you to post on Instagram, and you sound like so resentful of it. Like, oh.
Because it's like, I'd rather be broke than not be myself. Like, don't give me a fucking caption. So, like, if I'm gonna represent myself, like, I'm gonna represent myself. You don't wanna fuck with me, like, okay, managerial team, take over my Instagram, and I'll just fucking
you,
be here.
You let them post for you?
Like, if it gets to that point, I'm like, oh, bro, somebody else got to do it, because I'm like, bro, like, I cannot do that shit. Like, I cannot, like, I'll throw up, like,
yeah.
Like, I can't be, like, it's, it rejects.
Or like, when you're posting it, and then, like, you submit, like, the draft of it, like, oh, this is what it's going to be, and they're like, no, it needs to be different. And you're like, motherfucker, I don't even want to be doing this in the first place.
I'm like, bro, well, all right, you already paid me, like.
Fuck you. It does kind of feel like you're, like, digging into your soul and taking away some of your soul when you're fucking posting something fake on Instagram, you know?
Like, I love this thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I could have got out of bed today if it wasn't for these Levi's. Woke up this morning, scraped myself off the concrete. Thank God I got these Levi's on.
Man, I don't even have to pay nobody. I got this new lawnmower. I'm sweating with a durag on my head. Like,
right. Jesus Christ. Okay, I have to ask, this is very important. Why did you assault Rock from the Blueface Girls Club? What the fuck was that? The video makes it seem like you just come out of nowhere. Bow! And then she's saying, like, she's a famous model. I got to know what the fuck happened.
I'm not.
She's not going to sue. She's.
Oh, I don't. I mean,
she ain't got no Levi's brand deals coming. She's still on the concrete. Blueface wouldn't let her do that.
Maybe Tide Pods.
On the dead looks. What happened? I feel like you and her would be friends.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. This is the best response to any question I've ever asked.
I've never scoffed so hard.
She scoffed. Wow, okay, that was a scoff. All right. People, I don't know if anyone's ever said scoffed on here. Can we check the records? Scoff is not really a common word on here.
Never. Jesus, Lord. Oh, man. All I gotta say is if we become friends, I'm gonna apply for a job. That'd be the day.
You're gonna apply for a job?
Yeah. Apply for like a job.
Where, like Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
Like, fuck it, I'm working here.
I'm fucking up orders all 2021, 22.
Okay, let's pull it back a little bit. How do you know Blueface? Are you guys good friends?
I don't know Blueface.
Oh, so you just ended up at the house?
Yeah, that's not Blueface's house.
It wasn't in that video?
Absolutely not.
Oh, so she goes other places as well?
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
I guess they can walk.
Allegedly. They can walk sometimes. But, yeah, there wasn't anything in particular that really set you off there. It was just sort of spur of the moment, a little grievance.
Nah, I don't just be spazzing. Like, I'm just a very respectful type of nigga. So, like, if people disrespect me, I just automatically just jump off. Like, but it wasn't nothing. No, it was no beef. I don't have no beef. Like, I'm just not doing that no more. I'm older now. Like,
okay.
Nah, I'm not on that type of time. Like, I'm not on no beef type of
time. Respect. A lot of people want to know what the state of your health is these days.
Yeah, I mean, would you ask someone in the hospital what the state of their health is if you didn't know?
If I didn't know them?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. Pretty rude. Huh?
That was rude? Okay.
No, I mean, I understand. Like, that would be rude. If you, no, I'm rude.
I mean,
you said it. I
didn't want to get specific. I just was wondering, like, you know, how you're feeling in general these days.
I mean, how are you feeling?
I feel fine.
Oh, okay.
It could be better.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Anything else we should talk about? What are you excited about these days?
I mean, I'm excited about when Sophia, like, throws up in my butt again or something, like, over my back, you know, like,
throw up on your butt? Wait, what the fuck did you just say?
Like when you carry your baby.
Oh, okay.
He just throws it. You're like.
Oh. And it hits your ass?
You're like.
Oh. Oh, my God. I felt it like drip down my back a bit. I don't think it's made it all the way to the butt.
It got far.
Wow.
I was like,
you're really painting a picture here.
Nah, but I I was like, nah, I'm just excited about like the future of being like, you know, walking with son down the aisle or some shit like that. I don't know. I mean, do we get to do that as moms? Fuck.
What?
Walk our son down the aisle. We gotta like
walk your son down the aisle. Does a woman get to do that? I think so, right? Maybe. I mean, no.
I'm the pappy.
Right.
You asked me what my gender pronouns are, but like you didn't ask me if I wanted to be called dad.
I don't know that they would necessarily consider dad a pronoun.
Exactly. You didn't ask me if I wanted to be called dad, but you asked me about pronouns. So you skipped one.
If No Jumper wants to adopt or adapt to the new way that the world works, we should have a form when people come in here where they have to fill out their pronouns.
We are dads.
If we want to be respectful dads, yes.
Dad crew.
I don't feel like I've ever interviewed anybody where their pronouns were an Switch issue. That? Like, I've interviewed a bunch of trans people, too, but it was obvious that their pronouns were the gender that they were
I mean, I think repping. You just didn't know because I've seen a couple of your interviews.
Where I misgendered someone?
No, you just didn't know.
Yeah, because people be trying to trick you with the they, them thing. It's I know there's only one of you. I know there's only one of you.
You gonna have to no give them. Me seeing double vision for me to say.
I'm sorry, that is the hardest thing in the world to get used to.
I'll be like, what you mean they? Who else?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like what?
Look at my niggas like, watch out.
Bro, I've tried to explain that to some of my homies who don't know anything about non-binary. And let me tell you, it is not easy to explain the concept of that.
People are like, I'm like, some people just be bored sometimes. Like, girl, I'm everybody. Call me everybody. Like, I'm like, what?
People are just really scared of being boring, I think.
That's true, too. But that's with everybody.
Nowadays, it's like nobody wants to just be a plain ass old white lady.
They're like,
no, there's two of me. I'm with them.
Not Karen.
Yeah. They're like, no, without this, you would be a Karen. Yeah.
I'm Karen with a Y.
Right. Karen with a Y. That's dope.
My son calls me his for my first name.
He called you Karen?
No, just be saying like that's the old white woman. Like,
you ever watch The Office?
Nah.
I was just talking with Currency about how there's like a beautiful woman on the show named Karen, and you're like, you love her, and it's kind of weird that she's a Karen in retrospect.
Wait.
They would never name her Karen.
What's your idea of beautiful? Because when I seen The Office, I never seen.
What's her name? Regina. What's a Regina Jones, Quincy Jones' daughter.
Hey, that's somebody's daughter.
Yeah, but she's like 35 or something. She's like probably 45 now. Oh, man.
Nah, there's nothing really like I'm excited for. Like,
the main thing that I got from this is that Idris is a baddie. Idris.
I did not say.
You didn't say it. I said it. I'm giving myself quote of the interview.
I'm deceased.
What do you want to tell them to look out for?
Shit.
More rapping?
I just got this new agency.
Okay.
R&M, and I'm just trying to like get niggas that were put on the back burner like me at first. Well, I mean, I can't say that, but niggas that was just, you know, left off the board. I was left off the board, like, in the agency, you see all the Victoria's Secret models when you walk in. And then as soon as the niggas start hitting, making bread, niggas want to fuck with you. So it's like that one, I'm the only black girl with the tattoos all on you. Like, and I'm going to shave my head again and again and again. You know,
for life?
You can measure me. I don't care.
You're never going to grow your hair out?
I can't see that happening.
Some people are married to it, you know? Amber Rose, I could never see her really having a full head of hair.
Yeah, I fuck with her more with hair. I mean, without hair.
But do you throw a wig on ever?
I mean, it depends what country you're in.
Really?
Where I'm at.
You try to make yourself anonymous real quick?
I try, but at the end of the day, you want a mask on, people know who you are. I'm like, if I wear a wig, people are going to be like, nice wig, slick. My whole mouth is the little thing.
But don't you, when you have a mask on, you feel like you just get like a thousand times less people noticing you?
Niggas try to get little. Like, niggas is trying to get little. Like, you know. So the mask is kind of buzzing. I fuck with the mask, but I can't breathe. Cannot breathe underneath this.
I was trying on clothes at the mall the other day with a mask on, and I'm like, this is not fair. This isn't right. I'm getting all fucking out of breath and shit. I can't breathe like this.
It's like quintessential muzzle.
Muzzle. Quintessential muzzle. Somebody make me a shirt that says that. We could start a band.
Quintessential muzzle.
I don't know if I want to say quintessential that many times in my life. That's just going to hurt.
I don't know why the random words pop in my head.
Scoff.
Yes. My vocabulary is broad.
Broad and deep. Deeper than the ocean.
I'm deep.
That's the only thing I want anyone to get from this interview. We're deep.
We're so deep.
We're deep, and we like Idris.
We're like the Meg.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate you coming on.
Hey, you already know, bro. But I'm taking this water with me, though, all right?
You can have some free water. That's fine. We got chips and everything out there, too, if you want to get some sodium in your system.
I don't have enough pockets, bro.
You don't have to take them. You can just eat them.
Do we have pockets? We
probably got gummies and shit, too.
I mean, do we have pockets? That was real.
We'll give you a bag, even.
No.
A whole bag of chips and candy.
Is this Costco?
Yes. We have. Oh, imagine we had a free sample booth in front.
Hey, you got to put the nigga with the apron on. I'm about to walk off with the headphones.
Slick Woods, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you.